Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of April 2019. Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced its resolution under 1st B Monthly Monetary Policy Statement for 2019-2020. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, led by Governor Shaktikanta Das, has announced a 25 basis points cut in the short-term lending rate, also known as repo or repurcus rate, in its 1st B monthly rate review of financial year 2019-2020. Supreme Court has granted bail to multi-crore Bitcoin scammer accused Amit Bhardwaj on the condition of his depositing 10 crore rupees in the Supreme Court registry. Delhi High Court has declined to entertain two PILs by an NGO seeking that fire engines be deployed at all major public places along with anti-terrorist vehicles and better equipped cops to ensure the security of residents. Delhi High Court has put an interim stay, till the 8th of April, on a single judge bench's order allowing private unaided schools in city to hike their fees to implement recommendations of 7th Central Pay Commission on salaries of teachers and other employees. Delhi High Court has held that Recovery of Debts and Bankruptcy Act, SAFECI Act and Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code don't prevail over provisions of Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to state the number of placement agencies that had been registered and given licenses in compliance with its earlier orders in 2010 and 2014. Bombay High Court has ordered that teaching and non-teaching staff of unaided private schools cannot be called for election duty since they are not covered under Section 159 of the Representation of People Act. Bombay High Court has ruled that when a medical termination of pregnancy, MTP, after 20 weeks fails and a child is born alive, state government must assume full responsibility of the child if its parents do not wish to raise it. Bombay High Court has held a student suffering from anxiety and depression eligible for admission to postgraduate medical course under Persons with Disability category. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government to pay 15,000 rupees per month as rent to people who were rendered homeless after their dwellings, located near a key water pipeline, were demolished. Madras High Court has issued an interim direction to central government to prohibit downloading of TikTok mobile app and also issued directions prohibiting media from telecasting videos made with TikTok. Madras High Court has directed Directorate of Medical Education not to publish final list for any ETPG admissions in TN medical colleges, but has allowed the counselling, which already began, to continue. Karnataka High Court has issued a direction to Principal Secretary of Education Department to make provisions for changing name and gender of transgender persons in accordance with the judgment of the Supreme Court in an ALSA case. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that no penalty can be imposed for receiving advances from the promoters in cash through their respective current accounts and it is not a violation of Section 269 SS of Income Tax Act. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata bench has held that a firm, which is not a shareholder in a private company cannot be taxed for deemed dividend under clause E of subsection 22 of section 2 of Income Tax Act 1961.